This morning we have the pleasure of baptizing Gwen Carlson. Baptism is a sacrament of adoption. When we are baptized, we are adopted as children of God. So all of us here are adopted children. Now for Gwen, this is going to be her second adoption. Her first adoption came when Allison and Shane and Caden and Eamon went to China to adopt her from the orphanage. When they went there, Shane was able to travel to the place where they found Gwen on a bench in a railway station at a city in China. And when Shane went to the railway station, they still remembered when the baby was left there. And so they pointed out the bench where she was found. And Shane went there and sat down. He expected that he would feel some anger toward the mother for having abandoned this child. But instead, he felt grief and loss. And he realized that maybe that mother felt like she didn't have any other choice. And he felt gratitude that his family was able to adopt this beautiful child. So they adopted her, brought her home, and in the year plus that she's been here, we have seen her just thrive in this family that is so warm and loving. Well, when I think about Gwen, I think about another Bible story that reminds me of her, and that is the story of Moses, who was also an adopted child. You remember how this went? When Moses was born, the people of Israel were slaves in Egypt. And Pharaoh sent out an edict saying that all the boy Hebrew babies were to be killed. And Moses' mother hid him as long as she could. And then she made a basket for him, and she put tar and pitch on the bottom so it was waterproof. And she put Moses in the basket and put the basket in the River Nile in the rushes, right where the Pharaoh's daughter came down to bathe every day. And when Pharaoh's daughter came down that day, she saw this basket with a baby in it, and she said, "I want to adopt that baby and make that baby my own." So Moses was adopted by Pharaoh's daughter and brought up in Pharaoh's household. Well, this makes Moses a very interesting person because he had two backgrounds. One was that he was Jewish. He was a Hebrew child, and he had that background all his life. And the other is that he was Egyptian. He was raised in an Egyptian household. He knew the Egyptian language, the customs, the way they did things. So this made him uniquely suited for his calling, which came later in life, when he was called to deliver the people of Israel out of bondage in Egypt. Moses was bicultural, and that gave him a unique calling. So when Moses was taken from the River Nile and was adopted by the Pharaoh's daughter, it was sort of like a baptism. Out of water, the death of water, he was given new life and he was prepared for a new mission. That's what happens in baptism. When Jesus was baptized in the River Jordan, as he came up out of the water, the heavens were open to him and the Holy Spirit descended on him like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, the Beloved, with whom I am well pleased." And that was the beginning of Jesus' ministry. That was the beginning of his mission. In our lesson from Acts, Peter says, he was anointed by God with the Holy Spirit and with power, and he went about doing good and healing those who were oppressed by the devil. Well, in our baptism, God calls us. God calls us each to the ministry that we have. Each of us has been given certain gifts. We have a certain personality. We have a family background. And all that is part of who we are and who God calls us to be. Now, Gwen is a very special child. Like Moses, she is bicultural. She was born in China, and she'll always have that identity. And Carlsons are trying to give her as much Chinese language as they can. But she's also an American girl. And she's growing up in this family with two brothers in a good Christian home. And so she's a bicultural person. I wonder how God is going to use that in her life. And I wonder how God is going to call her to something special in the life that she's going to lead. I'm glad that her grandma's here today to baptize her. That gives a really special flavor and a unique thing to this baptism. So today, through Gwen's baptism and through the baptism of Jesus, we remember our own baptism. We remember our own calling and the mission that God has given us to be a witness to Jesus Christ and to do his work in the world. Amen.